Despite the rains of the past weekend, California's drought is still a huge problem for communities up and down the state. While many towns in the valley are bracing for the economic impact of the drought and the resulting loss of farm jobs, for the eastern Fresno County community of Orange Cove, the issue is even more serious, threatening the town's water supply. Here to tell us more is Gabriel Jimenez, Orange Cove's mayor. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate that.
I understand the city of Orange Cove is somewhat unique in the valley in that almost all of the city's water comes from the Fryant-Kern Canal, which in this case comes from Millerton Lake.
That's correct. And as a matter of fact, it's actually 100% that we're dependent on this Fryant-Kern Canal surface water.
So a lot of communities in the valley rely on wells. Orange Cove doesn't have those, or I understand you have some pollution issues that mean you need to rely on that water supply from the Central Valley Project.
That's correct. But what happens is out of our five combined municipal wells, they're full of nitrates, which is a contamination that is very harmful to pregnant women and even the elderly. It can cause blue baby if the fetus is, while the mother is drinking the water, the fetus could end up becoming a blue baby. And so that's why it's very, very dangerous to use that kind of water, especially in our community. It's high on nitrates. And out of the five combined wells, it can produce only a maximum of 300 gallons per minute, which is less than 500,000 gallons a day because it takes approximately 700 gallons per minute to make 1,000,000 gallons a day. So with the wells being contaminated with nitrates, for a while there, and when I say for a while there, for a few years there, the Department of Health allowed us to help supplement the water supply with our well water, but being so high in nitrates, they said it wasn't such a good idea to blend it anymore because it was so contaminated with the nitrates. So now our wells are shut down. So with the wells being shut down, we're 100% dependent on surface water.
And in a year like this, that can be a big problem because deliveries on the Fryant-Kern Canal this year, everyone expects them to be low. What have you heard so far from the Bureau of Reclamation, and what is your town bracing for at this point?
Okay, well, we've heard so far from the Bureau of Reclamation. Friday, we had a conference call. What we heard is that they're going to make water available for the M&I, which is municipal and industrial use, for those communities that depend on surface water. I know Tarabella is one of them. Lindsay, I believe, is another one. And a few others on the west side are dependent on surface water. And what we found out through Mario is that they're looking at approximately $200 an acre foot, where normally we would pay about $90 an acre foot. But hey, if we got to pay $200 an acre foot, we'll be looking for assistance from our federal government to help us pay for this water. Because other than that, I mean, it's not a budget item where we can just pay for the water. It'd come out of our reserves, but at the same time, it would really hurt us because we are a disadvantaged community.
And what steps are residents taking at this point? I know water conservation is a big issue right now.
That's a great question, Joe, because the steps that we've been taking over the last few years has been a level one where we actually allow watering outside on odd and even days, and only certain sections of the community can water on these certain days and only during a certain period of time during the day. But now we've gone to a level two where there's no more outside watering allowed. And that alone will help conserve a lot of water for the simple fact that a lot of our potable water goes out for irrigation, probably half of it, if not even more. And a lot of our big apartment complexes and housing authorities, they tend to use a lot of water that we've seen it actually running down the gutter, just being wasted. And so we're putting a stop to it. And we're going to be monitoring very closely with our police officers, our public works, our citizens on patrol will be out there monitoring any water wasting that might be going on.
Now, Orange Cove is a community that's also heavily reliant on the valley's agriculture industry. The citrus industry obviously is big in eastern Fresno County. To what extent are you hearing concerns about the impact the drought could have on the town's economy from that angle?
Joe, we're looking at possible jobs not available for the simple fact that here we got hurt by the freeze. So that cut back a lot of hours of field work due to the fact that a lot of these oranges, they're just knocking down to the ground without picking them. They're just knocking them down so that it doesn't go to the packing house. The truck drivers don't get to truck them out. So, and that's just with the freeze. Now with the drought, it could be even worse. Now I'm looking at not only our citrus, but also looking at our stone fruit, our nut trees. It just keeps escalating. It's like a domino effect. One thing happens, and now with the drought and possibly the farmers drawing the water out of the aquifers, the groundwater, I mean, they could even go dry. And we're talking a major, major disaster here you could be looking at.
Well, we certainly hope that good news that you got on Friday is followed by more of the same. Again, we've been talking with Orange Cove Mayor Gabriel Jimenez, joining us today on Valley Edition, talking about the town's water supply, which is entirely reliant on supplies from the Frank Kern Canal. Mayor Jimenez, thank you so much for joining us today.